Welcome to Choose Life, the radio teaching ministry of author, speaker, and Bible teacher, Deborah Ross. Does God's true love look different for those of us who come from abusive and broken homes, or when we let drugs and alcohol lead our lives from a very early age? You know, true love is found when we trust God and allow Him to teach us. On today's program, Deborah has a heartfelt conversation with just such a woman. Now, here's Deborah Ross.
Hello and welcome to Choose Life. I'm so glad you joined me today. And today we're going to be talking with Judy Norris. Judy is from Beulahville, North Carolina. She has a ministry. Her and her husband together have a ministry called Emerge Ministries. And their vision is to bring about unity within the body of Christ so that the body can rise up and go forth in love and in grace and in mercy. Judy is an ordained minister, and she has a passion for ministering to the incarcerated. Judy's journey started out kind of abusive, and I think that her journey has probably led her to where she is today. So, Judy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Deborah. Thank you for having me today.
I'm so glad you're here, Judy. Judy and I actually do ministry together. We go into prisons together and minister, and I've heard her speak the word. She's an awesome preacher, and so she's going to share with us today her story and something about the word that we all need to hear. So, Judy, I'm going to let you just start talking, and we'll just have a great conversation.
Okay, Deborah, thank you. My story started out as a young girl, and it's the same as a lot of other people's story. I was raised in an abusive alcoholic home. My father was an alcoholic, and he abused my mother on a daily basis. It was just a very dysfunctional family. And I lived in that up until the time that I was about 12 years old. I just adored my mother. She was the rock of our family, and she worked very hard. And when I realized at the age of 12 that me and her and my brother were going to be leaving, it was a very exciting time for me because I had come to a point in my life at that age that I, on several occasions, had actually contemplated how I could make the abuse stop, make the abuse that my father was putting my mother through stop. So when I found out we were leaving, I was very excited. Needless did I know that not very long after we left that my mother was also going to leave us. So that was
wow.
A very sad time, just trying to overcome that abandonment, I think, as a young girl.
So wait a minute, you were left to who?
We all three moved in with my grandmother. And just a few weeks after that, my mom left, and she started going down a road of drugs and alcohol. She was actually incarcerated. My father had been incarcerated numerous times through my childhood, but she was always the rock for us. And
Now things have flipped, and she's gone off the deep end, and now you're just like, okay, what's going on? My whole world is crushed.
Yes, yes. Yeah. The one stability that we had was then also taken away.
Mm-hmm.
So from that, by the age of 15, I was using drugs, living on my own. Within a couple of years, I actually had my younger brother, who was 5 years younger than me, living with me. So I was trying to care for him. I was trying to be his mother.
Mm-hmm.
From that, you know, I was married. I had two children and tried to stay so focused to not become that dysfunctional family, but just the same thing happened.
Yes.
The same vicious cycle took place.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the first time that I ever remember really crying out to God, because like I said, I started using by the age of 12.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 20, I was married and pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment I found out I was pregnant, I immediately stopped using.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did not want my unborn child, to be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And she was born 6 weeks early.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors came in and told us at that time they were not sure if she would live or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time in my life that I ever remember crying out to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I cried out to Him that day and I said, Lord, if You'll save my baby, I will commit my life and her life to You.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, Deborah. I set out on a journey. When we came home from the hospital,
within
10 hours, she had pulled the respirator out herself.
Mm-hmm.
She was basically healed.
Mm-hmm.
And within 10 days, we came home. And I took her immediately straight to church every mm-hmm. Sunday, every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I was within 3 months, I was saved.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived that life for about 8 years. Every time mm-hmm. the doors of the church was open, I was there.
Mm-hmm. Now, wait a minute. This reminds me of Hannah. Lord, if you'll give me a child, I'll give him back to you.
Yes.
And that's where you were.
Yes.
So even though your life was totally messed up, you were a wreck, somehow or another, deep within you, you knew to cry out to God.
Yes.
When your baby needed help, and you said, Lord, if you will save my child, I will serve you.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And I did.
You did?
I did.
That's amazing.
I did exactly what I was told to do.
Uh-huh.
And I had an encounter, and that salvation was real.
Yeah.
I claim that salvation to this day. That salvation was, it was real. It was uh-huh. an encounter with God. But what I didn't know at that time, Deborah, was all that junk was uh-huh. still there.
Right.
I received my salvation, but I did not receive my deliverance because that, I didn't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't discipled properly.
Yes.
That's where we miss out so many times now. You know, we set out on a journey to see people saved,
yes.
but we forget to disciple them.
Mm. And that's
I
so
wasn't
important.
Discipled.
It's
yes.
so important. Yes.
And after serving,
mm-hmm.
For 8 years,
mm-hmm.
I fell back into the worldly things.
Mm-hmm.
I left God.
Mm-hmm.
I left Him. He did not leave me. I want to make that clear. He never left me.
Mm-hmm.
I left Him.
Mm-hmm.
And I went down that road again. Luckily, a few years after that,
mm-hmm.
I brought it all back together.
Mm-hmm.
And I started serving Him again. There was a particular day in my life that I would like to share with the listeners today. It was a very intimate time with God.
Mm-hmm.
I was at a women's conference.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of women there.
Mm-hmm.
But God took this particular time, and He just ministered to me
yeah.
one-on-one, individually.
Mm-hmm.
And He gave me this vision of the first vision was a little baby.
Uh-huh.
And it was a big, huge gold rocking chair. And Jesus was sitting in the rocking chair, and He was holding this baby.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a beautiful, white, flowy, long dress on. The second vision God gave me was a teenage girl,
mm-hmm.
and she was in a big, huge field of yellow flowers,
mm-hmm.
and she was running, and Jesus was chasing her, and He would grab her by the arms and twirl her around, and they were just having the best time and the most fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third vision that God gave me was a woman,
mm-hmm.
a grown woman, and He was dancing with her,
mm-hmm.
and it was the most beautiful music I had ever heard in my life, and there were harps and strings, and it was just angelic
mm-hmm.
is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And God showed me in that vision that day that He was my refuge,
mm-hmm.
that He was always there for me.
Mm-hmm.
At every stage in my life, He was my protector,
mm-hmm.
and I was His little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I didn't have a relationship with my father here,
mm-hmm.
He was always there.
Mm-hmm.
He was always there for me. And I want to share a scripture today, if I may, and it comes from 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, and that
mm-hmm.
is the NIV version.
Mm-hmm.
And that scripture says, love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast. It is not proud, it is not rude. It is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth.
Mm-hmm.
It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves, never fails.
Mm-hmm.
I had not ever been taught those things.
Mm-hmm.
Love in my life did not look like that. But that day, God showed me that love was different, that this was His kind of love,
mm-hmm.
and that if I could trust Him, that He could build a relationship, and He could allow me to build relationships with other people that I could trust. He just gave me a new perspective
mm-hmm.
on faith
mm-hmm.
and love and trust.
Was that from this vision that he showed
yes.
you?
Yes, that's the scripture He tied into the vision,
mm-hmm.
that this is what true love is.
Mm-hmm.
True love is not what you've experienced.
Right.
That's fleshly love. That's love that comes from man. It's not love that comes from me.
Yes.
But you learn to trust me and learn to have a relationship with me,
mm-hmm.
and I will teach you
yes.
what true love is.
Yes.
I will teach you how to express and receive true love.
Mm-hmm. And that's a process.
Yes, it is.
Because, you know, He says He will teach you, but, you know, your old ways, you got to get rid of those old ways, that old way of thinking, and sometimes that can be a struggle. So allowing the Lord to teach you through the Holy Spirit His Word, and to let His Word be tested in your life, and to pass those tests,
yes,
by not going back to your old ways, not going back to your old way of thinking, but going into this new way of thinking that God is showing you a better way of what true love is. So so tell me, you know, how did this all play out in your life about learning about true love and how God loves?
Well, I had to learn that God puts people and resources in our life that we can trust and we can turn to. And those are not the same for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have so many different ministries. That's how He uses all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So
the body of Christ.
And I had
the
to learn how to be discipled.
Yes.
I had to be able to accept when someone tried to correct me or to mm-hmm. teach me something different.
Mm-hmm.
Because you learn what you live.
Yes.
And that's what I had learned. I had learned, you know, abuse,
yes,
and things that didn't feel good.
Uh-huh.
But He'll teach you. He'll put you in the right places, and He'll put the right people around you if you'll open your heart and your eyes to learn what it is He has for you.
Yes. And from there, the Lord has brought you to where you are today. And you and your husband do prison ministry. You do addiction ministries. You do outreach ministries, street ministries. And, you know, your heart, Judy, I know you, and your heart is so for those who are incarcerated because you've been there. You've had parents who were incarcerated and even
yes.
grandparents, I think,
yes.
who were incarcerated. So
yes.
you understand and you have this great passion to help others. Just kind of tell me what God's doing in your life as far as your ministry goes and what He's telling you about where He's taking you at this time in your life.
Well, I believe that we minister in areas that we're familiar with better.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, our testimonies lead us to people that want to hear what we have to say.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been incarcerated. However, I have had people very close to me incarcerated, so
mm-hmm.
it's easier for me to minister to the incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather was incarcerated, my dad, my mother. Statistically, I should have been,
mm-hmm.
But God broke those. Yes. He broke those strongholds.
Yes.
He broke those generational curses for
yes.
me, just like He can anyone else.
Absolutely.
So that's where my desires are, is to minister to the incarcerated and
okay.
to show them those strongholds can be broke and those generational curses can be broke.
So real quick, what do you feel is the key to breaking the generational curses that our listeners need to know from this interview today?
That they need to learn to have a true relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just about salvation. It's not just about deliverance. It's about getting to know Him on a daily basis. It's about getting into His Word and reading it and understanding what the promises are that He has left us here on this earth today.
Yes.
There's many promises that He's left us to enjoy while we are here
mm-hmm.
today. We do not have to wait until we get to heaven
yes.
to receive that wonderful prize.
Yes.
And that will be a wonderful prize.
Absolutely.
That'll be the greatest prize.
Absolutely.
But there's so many rewards here
Absolutely.
That He wants us to have in our lives right now.
Yes, He says in this life and in the life to come. And I think so many people miss that, and they miss out on the goodness of God.
Yes.
You know, and God wants to use us even right now. And I know you and your husband, Terry, you have a ministry called Emerge Ministries, and I think that people can find you on Facebook.
Yes.
And we encourage them to look you up on Facebook, Emerge Ministries, to bring about unity within the body of Christ to reach others for
yes.
the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Judy, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me, Deborah.
Choose Life has been paid for by the friends and partners of Deborah Ross Ministries. Thank you for your support. Tune in next week for more Bible teaching with author and speaker Deborah Ross. Until then, go to DeborahRossMinistries.org for more encouraging messages, plus books, CDs, articles, partnership information, and how to stay connected with Deborah. Choose Life is committed to strengthening families, encouraging faith, and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Find out more at DeborahRossMinistries.org.